Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk Show. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Ew! Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an act of war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth talking. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Join with me today, I have Lenny Bruce of American Freeman Society, the World Freeman Society, sorry, and the World Freeman Society Radio. Just go to HTTP short URL. What is that again, Lenny?
The show's called American Freeman, and it's tinyurl.com/WFS podcast. tinyurl.com/WFS podcast.
Okay. So tinyurl.com/tinyurl. Oh, Jesus.
Try again.
Okay. tinyurl.com/WFS podcast. Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Today we're doing news and commentary. The first thing we got, I did some news clippings. I'm gonna put these up after the show, but yeah, did you hear about Ice-T getting stopped by the cops for having a suspended license?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Ice-T still hasn't cooled off. The gangster rapper turned TV cop used a live stream Sunday night to go on an internet rant about being busted near the Lincoln Tunnel last week for allegedly driving with a suspended license. His webcast picked up where his Twitter tantrum after the incident left off. Everybody heard I called the cop a punk bitch, Ice-T said in a Ustream posting linked to his Twitter page. The reason I did that was because he pretty much was a punk bitch. I got respect for cops when they got respect for me. Ice-T, 52, who's fucking too old to be pulling this shit, but, you know, according to the world, to common law, he doesn't need a license to drive a car anyways. Ice-T, 52, who was with his buxom wife, Coco, during the bust, added that the cop said, "I can make it worse for you. I can say you're resisting arrest. I can tow the car and make her walk home. Does this not define bitch, motherfucker?" The actor plays Detective Finn Tutuola on Law & Order SVU. So, what do you think the cop... I mean, seriously, you make a video... You make a song like Cop Killer, which I understand. I understand your rage and shit. But, dude, you're 52. But, I mean, but at the other side, you know, he does have a point. I mean, and this is not saying... This is not because he's a celebrity. Everyone else, you don't need a license. I mean, am I right?
No, you don't need one.
I mean, even though since he is an actor and musician, well, rapper, wouldn't he have to file as a corporation himself?
He has the common law right to travel, as we all do.
Right.
To drive a motor vehicle, you need a license. But he was traveling in his automobile. I'm sure he wasn't transporting something. I'm sure, you know what I mean. Like, he's not a taxi cab driver.
Right. And then what do you think of the cops saying, I can make it worse for you. I could say you're resisting arrest. I could tow the car and make her walk home.
Cops are criminals. It's a they're in the clown car with the big shoes and all that, and they don't care what goes on. They're always threatening everybody in that way. It's they're criminals, and they have no no morals or whatever. And to say there's good cops is really ludicrous. I mean, maybe there's some people doing filing somewhere. I don't know, in a filing room or possibly typing, but not real cops. They're just plain evil.
Right. Oh, we got.
And then
the
fuss over the song has to stop now. I mean, we're talking 91 here, 91, 92.
Yeah, but you know, it's still kind of funny though that.
And it was 100% right. You know, what a wonderful record. The whole album. I mean, the whole thing. And how dare they try to censor it? Hmm. I've got an original copy of it.
So should we run around and cops?
I'm sorry that they have to act like criminals the way they do. I mean, if they didn't act this way, they wouldn't motivate this kind of response, but it's an appropriate response because of what they've done. I mean, these are the guys that taser 92-year-old women. I mean, but it's not just one example. It's billions. It's endless. You can't find examples of good things they've done. I always ask people, you know, has a cop ever helped you? And they can never think of one. Or how about someone you know? No. Can't think of that.
I think one of them gave me directions when I asked them.
Yeah, that's great.
But other than that, I mean, I remember calling the cops a couple years ago because these guys were just firing guns up in the air in front of my house. And they came 30 minutes later, and they just kicked around the bullets, and they're like, can we leave now?
No concept of helping the public. No concept of what the job is. And then now,
well, I mean, their job is not to help
the public.
Court,
and they find out that the job has changed, and now they have no duty to come and help.
Well, they never did. But, I mean, the Supreme Court ruled that we don't have a right to police protection, and that the self-defense is the responsibility of you and you alone. The cop's job is to protect businesses and to prosecute and to arrest people who commit crimes after the fact. They're not there to come in the nick of time and save you.
I didn't expect that, but they don't do anything right. And it's always an abuse of authority, and they're looking for those kind of people now. That's the psych screening. That's what they want.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's about bullying everyone.
Yeah, I mean, anyone that blows the whistle on police corruption gets shot in the face, like Serpico, which I mean, he actually got shot in my neighborhood. I actually did a video outside of the place he got shot. So,
yeah, that was some kind of science fiction movie. I saw that.
Come on, what? You don't believe Serpico was based on a true story?
I'm sure he got shot in the face, but I mean, it's just the idea that would have any effect. I mean, of course not. And then, of course, they investigate themselves. That really works out well. I mean, it's another way for you to get mocked after being abused by them.
So what? You're saying Serpico wasn't a good cop? Wasn't the
I'm
only
sure
good cop?
Sure, he was, but Well, I mean, I'm not sure he was, but I mean, it's what they're always portrayed like on TV.
Well,
people honestly think that there are crime labs who are out there desperately solving the crime for the public, you know, and they're going to help you. Are you joking? The Dallas crime lab, and I think it's Houston as well, was proven that they would certify chalk thrown in your back seat by cops as cocaine, and on a regular basis, they would certify anything the cops wanted them to as drugs. Chalk, pool chalk, you know, the big kind? They just throw it back, and that's cocaine, too. If CSI is true, I mean, why didn't the various CSIs from all over the country just descend on the 9/11, the destruction there, and then sift and test everything? Where were they? Oh, God, no. Yeah. They just sold it all to China.
They dumped dead bodies in Staten Island.
Yeah, in a landfill.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think there are many bodies. It was pulverized because we're talking thermate and extremely hot temperatures that.
But yeah, I mean that was
steel.
Yeah. I mean, don't forget that. Of course, they were in the dust. They're dead bodies in the dust that were vaporized. Of course, yes, that's what I meant. But on top of that, the final insult, the third to final insult, was when they used the concrete. They reused the concrete to pave city roads.
Yeah,
which had dust from burnt up bodies as well.
Right. What happened to the steel was a lot of it was vaporized. It was sending it up to 5,300 and higher degrees.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was, maybe not vaporized is the right word, but it was, when it becomes brittle and it breaks.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of stuff on that.
Alrighty. All right, moving on to this next article I got. This only really affects New York City, but the MTA is fucking criminal as hell. Back in 2003, they were caught. I did a show on this. Back in 2003, they were caught with two books. One that they would show the government, and the other one that they kept. And they still let them raise the fares. And the governor could do a lot because the governor is his job is to be head of the MTA. But it's just New York City gets screwed when it comes to taxes and all that, because we pay all the taxes, we get close to nothing back from Albany. But here it's just more fucking by the MTA. Which is the Metro Transit Authority here in New York. New MTA hikes are on track. Next stop, Riders Wallace. The MTA's 2011 fare plan sounds the death knell for 1 to 14 day metro cards and increases tolls for bridges and tunnels, the major ones by 50 cents and minor crossings by a quarter, which means this is going to cost us more for milk and shit like that when truckers have to go past these things, because they charge truckers more to pass these the bridges and the tunnels. After public hearings, probably in September, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority will decide between plans for weekly and monthly Metro cards. The Metro cards are basically the thing that you swipe because they got rid of tokens back in '99, because apparently tokens were a bit they weren't traceable. They weren't. You're not. It's not easy for them to track tokens. But with a Metro card, you can take somebody's Metro card and see where they got on, got off. You can track people better, especially if you use your credit card to buy them instead of cash at the machines there. So, for the weekly, a fare increase from $27 to $28 with a 22 trip limit on rides. Or damn, only 22 trips? That's not unlimited then. Wow. Or an increase to $29 with no limit. For monthly, a fare increase from $89 to $99 with a 90 trip limit, or a whopping increase to $104 with no limit. Also, the pay per ride bonus will plummet from 15% to 7%. The board will vote tomorrow to send the plan to public hearings. The board's final vote is expected in December. Top brass said they will also factor in 2 years of no raises for every union that represents its workers, which would take effect as contracts expire, sources said. This actually reminds me about 5 years ago. 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Yeah, 5 years ago. 5 years ago where we had the transit strike. Shit, they did that in the dead of winter. I mean, is there anything good about unions, Lenny?
Conceptually, when they were formed, I mean, there were a lot of... I don't know if it was being portrayed that way, but there were, like, no rights for the workers or whatever. I mean, there was a garment district problem where one of the buildings caught on fire, and there were no fire escapes and no exits, and a lot of the women jumped, and so their husbands who were there to pick them up, the wife would crash right in front of them. That was it. And in the end, there was no anything. But then everything has been taken advantage of and destroyed, so... Now, where there was some sort of benefit, it's gone now. You know what I mean? Or gone a long time ago. Long before there was a... who's that guy that... Hoffa. And long before he was ever involved, it was ruined. Mm. The concept. Infiltrated, taken over, or whatever.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right.
They don't represent you.
Oh, there you go. I mean, you... But what do you think about people like Governor Christie just taking on the unions and making sure they're cutting everything and privatizing everything?
They weren't representing you anyway. If there was a valid union, it would be important to serve. But I mean, we're all in big, big trouble. And there will be no more jobs, so what are they there to preserve?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we're just in so much trouble. Things are just, you know, collapsing.
Yeah. For all of 2010, the MTA is facing an $8 million budget shortfall, half of which it made up with service cuts enacted earlier this year. The overall fare hike will be 7.5%, reaping about $420 million. As the Post first reported, strap hangers will also be hit with a $1 surcharge every time they order up a new MetroCard instead of refilling an old one. The MTA now prints 170 million MetroCards each year at a cost of $14 million and wants to save as much of that money as possible. MTA officials said they want to axe the weekly card because it's target for scammers who stand at turnstiles to turnstiles selling rides. Which is so fucking... I don't see that as a huge problem because you don't see that. You don't see people selling rides with the unlimited card. And with that, I mean, they put a timing limit. It's like every 18 minutes and you have to... And you can't even swipe it at the same... At the same turnstile after the 18 minutes, you have to go to another turnstile someplace else, then it works to swipe it.
Louis, this situation is so ludicrous and so false that people should look into the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. They're called CAFR, C-A-F-R. They're so rich, these local governments and at every level. I mean, the idea that they're saving money or that people are ripping them off. I mean, they could afford to drive everybody around in limos all the time. You know, I mean, you have the limo waiting for every citizen. I mean, and then they claim that there's no money in the budget. They actually say the right word, budget, because if you see, it's double book accounting. In the front of this comprehensive annual report, in every local city, in the state government, they're poor in the front and rich in the back. They've only budgeted less than they need for the job, way, way less. So then they have to cut off essential services or restrict your use of whatever it is because you're ripping us all off when they're so rich it's scary. You know, it's really where Walter Burian has a lot of videos on the Google video. Check it out. I mean, even Jones made a video about it. I mean, that's how big the issue is.
Right. I mean, you're not even lying about that because When I have a friend, his name is Mr. Majesty, he works for the MTA, and he says that the city constantly is cutting the budget to the MTA. Constantly cutting the budget. saying, do more for less. Here, do more for less. Do more for less.
The problem is the budget. Yeah,
I mean, they cut the budget, and here's the thing. New Yorkers in New York City pay half the taxes that we pay. The taxes that we pay is supposed to pay half for the MTA. So if the city and the state is giving the MTA less money, where the hell is the rest of that money that's not going to the MTA going? And that's one of the big questions, because it's like newspapers demonize the MTA, but they rarely say that there's two sides to the coin here.
We don't have an independent or free press, and they're in on it with the government. They're all owned by like very, very few corporations, and they're all in on it.
There was a story where the president of the MTA was living up in a mansion and taking limo rides and everything's hunky dory. They had enough money to give themselves raises. Next Exen says, fuck the unions. Why should we pay their salaries and health benefits and their families while we struggle and have to work till we're old as dirt? And of course, Sindog says they're all buying the all new 2010 Owen Wilson nose dildo EX. Nice. I heard that's a good model.
As far as nose dildos go, what is a nose dildo exactly?
It's a dildo that you put on your face. It's,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It helps them fuck the children better.
What?
They're well known. That's not even, that's so well known.
Yeah. Get yours while supplies last, or Sindog. Yeah, get on that. You might want to get on that, especially with the two horny ass cougars we got in crotchoutradio.com/listenlive. They know who they are. Christy and Julia. So anyways, next story we got here. This was reported on Sunday. There was this woman walking around Queens asking for money, and she was as a fake nun. She's walking around. They actually have a picture of her changing clothes out of her habit to something else. Seeing she was collecting for an orphanage and
Catholic church. What's a real nun? You know what I mean? I mean, she's a fake nun. What's a real one? I mean, the whole thing's so corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
History since they created the church in 1054. Determine what it is. She's probably legit. The ones that claim are real are illegitimate because of what's going on. Covering up child molestation and all this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of funny because the lying nun will now have to answer to New York's highest authority, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, who doesn't even fight corruption in the government like he promised he would during the election, but goes after just this easy thing only after it was publicized in the paper on Sunday. So, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo yesterday subpoenaed panhandling phony Melinda LeGrand after the Post exposed the sham sister's bad habits. Ha ha ha, get it? Of seeking donations for a non-existent orphanage, sources close to the investigation said yesterday, investigators are seeking testimony from both LeGrand, who for more than a decade has walked city streets pretending to be a nun in order to prey on the public sympathies, as well as her church, an organization founded by Devernon LeGrand, a convicted rapist and serial killer to whom she is related to by marriage. Officials in Cuomo's office declined to comment on the subpoenas, but sources told the Post this was just the start of a criminal probe. LeGrand told Post reporters she is Episcopal, but at the church St. John's Pentecostal of Crown Heights, which has no official accreditation, officials admitted she is not a nun. In fact, the LeGrands have been sending out panhandling nuns since at least 1961, when the two of the founder's followers were busted for assaulting a female police officer who questioned whether they were in fact women of God. Melinda LeGrand, who also goes by Melinda and Mindy, was last arrested in 97 for pulling the very same scam, although police sources say they have been unable to put her away. Reverend Nokunda LeGrand, also a convicted rapist, took over the reins of the operation when his father was convicted of raping and murdering members of his organization and disposing their bodies at his Catskills property. After the Post ran photos of Sister Mindy on Sunday changing in and out of her habits and grabbing a smoke, the Reverend said she wasn't raising money for an orphanage, but to help pay the church's back taxes. The family does owe back taxes on its Brooklyn Avenue building, but it's not registered as a nonprofit charity. That's because the townhouse.
Now we have the state determining who's a nun, who's not a nun. This girl's been doing it since 1961, and she's not legitimate, and the state will determine this? Come on. Wow. So the whole thing's illegitimate. The story made it sound like it was one way, and then they gave you proof later on in the article that it was the other way.
Yeah.
From what I heard, mm-hmm. it's phony.
So, but that's the thing. I mean, how do we know when a church is really real and they're collecting money for a real cause? I mean, where's the checks and balances? I mean, should churches just be allowed to?
Oh, why should the state determine that?
That's true. I mean, but my question is, who would determine that though? Who determines that?
Right.
We got people doing that. I mean, come on.
Which is totally illegitimate then. The whole thing. They're just trying.
They're just trying to what?
Bust her because they don't like her.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Maybe she didn't give her she didn't they didn't give her give she didn't give them their cut quick enough.
Yeah, she didn't tithe to them the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this is something out of the daily. But it's kind of funny. They caught her changing. She, you know, out of her thing, and then we got Andrew Cuomo, who doesn't even do his fucking job, and he's not running for governor.
So they're perverts. They were watching her change.
Well, yeah, pretty much. They took a picture of her. She was doing it out in plain sight. I mean, really, is it perverted to run up on a woman who's pissing out in public and just be like, hey, what you doing? Would you do that? I mean, I know in my neighborhood I walk around, especially at night, but they're doing this, like, towards the corners. And they're not prostitutes. They're not prostitutes. Because when you, like, rush up on them and say, hey, what you doing pissing out? We got kids walking around here. It's summer. Like, oh, stop being perverted. No, you stop being perverted. You're the one who's fucking whipping out your pussy and your ass to take a shit piss out in the street like a fucking animal.
No, they're the ones lurking around with their cameras everywhere. What business do they have filming everything? Real perversion.
Well, I walk around with a camera to catch shenanigans.
Right.
I mean, but that's the thing. If they're doing that out in public, they have no right to expect privacy. I mean, it's not like I'm going up in their houses, in their bathrooms to film them doing their business.
They have no business filming every inch of space. Of course, you have a right to privacy, even if you do have to change real quick in a semi-public place. Get out of our lives. You know what I mean? That's what the point is. What are you watching for, creeps? You do have an expectation of privacy.
Even out in public, though?
Not out in public. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't out in the middle of Fifth Avenue changing. She probably found some place where nobody's watching, she thought, going to change real quick. You know what I mean? In a hurry or something. What do I know?
What about women?
That's the problem.
Yeah, what about the women that walk around, and men for that matter? I don't, you know, even if I really got to go, I'm not going to whip it out, you know, out in public and relieve myself. Of course, that's just, that animals.
No, like that never happens in New York, I see.
Well, yeah, no, it does happen. I'm just saying, but, you know, we got kids walking around here. And you know how quick they wanna start charging people with a sex crime if by happens they see a winky.
They're saving the children, aren't they? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
So, yeah, you know, we gotta save the kids. We gotta save some babies.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm all about saving the babies.
They're not. It's all lies. They have any excuse to bust you for anything.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, this next article we got here from the Daily News, lonesome for L.I. widower, heartless bankers renege on after wife dies. The day after he lost his wife of 62 years, George Bowman was hit with still more awful news. A hard-hearted bank abruptly reneged on a loan the ex-city worker needed to pay off heavy debts that leave him with almost nothing at the end of the month. Hanover Community Bank decided not to give Bowman the $271,000 mortgage he and his wife had closed on 6 days earlier. Without the much-needed
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Financing, he was left to grapple with money woes even as he mourns. It's a little bit lonesome since she died, Bowman, 84, said yesterday at the Baldwin Long Island Ranch House, where the couple lived for almost 50 years. Florence had a lot of charisma. Everybody loved her. She was my only girl. I mean, the first thought that came to mind when I was reading this article was, weren't the bailouts supposed to help with this?
Yeah, they were supposed to help them start lending again, although if you understood the banking thing, it's so ludicrous. They didn't lend them anything.
Yeah, I really need
to
really...
And so they're so desperate to get their fee. Did they give him something for all the equity he put in? It's probably his last payment or something out of about 50 years or something. You know. You've paid all these years for nothing. Now you're late. Oh, my. They take everything. That's great. And then they never lent you anything to start with.
But you think they're still making money off of his birth?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they
got paid several times for this loan.
Yeah. Dude, you're coming in horribly.
Very loud or what?
No, it's just skipping. It's like you're coming in and out sometimes. Are you downloading? Are you uploading?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I mean, his birth bond. There you go. I'm still studying this whole birth bond thing because it's hard for me to freaking understand numbers like that. So, anyways, back to the article. The grandfather of three, who grew up in Ridgewood, Queens, and spent World War II in an army tanks transport unit in France, decided to refinance the house where he and his Florence, a former secretary, raised their two kids. He wanted to clear up debt he incurred to help out his family. The couple closed on the loan on May 7th and went out for dinner that night for a double celebration. It was also their wedding anniversary. Florence, 82, died of a heart attack on May 12th. On May 13th, Hanover said it wouldn't fund the mortgage. Bauman doesn't understand why. 5/6 of the couple's joint incomes from his Social Security and pension payments. He worked at the City Department of Environmental Protection for nearly 30 years and was in charge of the Jamaica Queens Water Pollution Control Plant before he retired. The bank wouldn't be taking any risk by lending to me, said Bauman, who has an excellent credit score of 794. It's not like I'm going to lose my job. The $1,475 monthly mortgage payment on a 30-year fixed rate loan would have been $1,800 less than what he'd been shelling out before the refinancing. This loan was the answer to all his prayers, said his lawyer, Stephen Barrison. Bauman, who...
Wait a minute. Go back to where you were talking before. In the same sentence, they went out to dinner for one. For closing the loan? For finishing the loan?
Okay, wait.
Right?
Where? Okay.
Before she died.
Oh, the couple celebrated on the loan May 7th and went out to dinner for that night for a double celebration. It was their wedding anniversary.
Yeah, didn't they just close on the loan? They did.
Yeah, they did.
Well, then what are they foreclosing for?
Well, they're not foreclosing. They're just not giving him the loan. They backed out.
After he needs a new loan for some purpose? What's a new loan for?
To pay off bills.
I'm confused. What did he lose? Didn't they foreclose on the house? Isn't that what the story's about?
No. The story's about him not getting a loan to help pay bills. And they backed out. They backed out after the wife died. Even after he was gonna get it.
Okay.
All right. Bauman had been pinching pennies since Hanover said no. He's held off on paying for dentures, nearly toothless. He can only eat soft foods like mashed potatoes. Without the money, he may be forced to sell the house. Yesterday, Hanover senior loan officer held out a glimmer of hope the bank would reverse course and fund the loan. If the bank has made a mistake, we'll make every effort to rectify it, said Semaramalu Krishnamurthy. The fuck?
Lou Krishnamurthy?
Shira Krishnamurthy.
Named after the guy that... The other Krishnamurthy?
Lou
Krishnamurthy. Wow.
Sri Ranmaki. Oh, no. Srimamulu Krishnamurthy.
Wow.
Who started working at Garden City Park Bank this month. I thought this was brought to my attention Monday for the first time. Krishnamurthy vowed to have an answer within a week. I need to review this with the bank's attorney and senior management, he said. Yeah. So screwing over the senior citizens, they probably got him and his wife's birth bond already paid for, and they're still not going to give him the money. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fucking hilarious. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issues. Love you two cougars.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Yeah, welcome back to the Crowd Shop Radio Show. That was from Borat. How you guys doing? We're doing news and commentary. We got here. We got Julia being all cougarish right now in the chat room. So go ahead and see what a cougar acts like, and be careful, she'll bite you and take you back to her where do lions sleep? I don't even know. Yeah. Anyways, we got this. This guy is trying to look. Achoo! Damn. This is how it looks. This is how it is. There's this Carl Paladino. This is the guy that I'm kind of liking for governor. No homo. The GOP primary for governor is quickly devolving into a race to the bottom. Rick Lazio and Carl Paladino should be debating who has the smartest ideas and the best credentials to fix New York's broken government. They should be bashing the many embarrassments and perpetrated by Albany's all Democratic leadership over the past 2 years. They should be probing for chinks in the armor of Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat who's crushing both of them in the poll numbers and fundraising. Yeah, which is sad, because like I said, Andrew Cuomo has done jack crap, and yet, I mean, he said, oh, he's a Democrat, we need to vote him in, another Democrat, yay! I mean, I know, there's no difference between right and left, but at this point, I'm looking at the third party. There's this chick that's running for the Constitution Party. She's a freaking man-hating feminist. What's her fucking name? I forgot her name. I tried to forget her name. And usually the Constitution Party isn't so constitutional. This is the thing that's getting me freaking sick. Even the third parties are having a freaking bunch of crackheads. Okay, not the Constitutional Party. What the fuck? Viewer candidates. Okay, here we go. Again, I really should stop trying to
the show.
Yeah, I gotta stop doing research during the show.
I research during my show.
Yeah, New York Constitution Party. What's the name? Oh, James David Manning. Okay, I have the right one. Yeah, I can't find it, but I mean, she's just a man-hating feminist that that actually tries to get this show Yeah. So anyways, yeah. Anyways, here we go. Back to the article here. Instead, they're jockeying over who's more willing to exploit the searing memory of 9/11 by posturing against a proposed Muslim-oriented community center near Ground Zero. This is a highly emotional matter. It requires balancing a sensitivity to raw wounds of a terrorist attack that killed 3,000 people and the First Amendment right to free worship. I mean, not for nothing, when it comes to the... Yeah, they're planning on building a mosque next to three blocks away from Ground Zero.
Well, the Muslims didn't do it, so what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, there's that, of course. But on top of that, the guy that wants to build it, he also wants to bring his own law here in the United States.
His own law?
Yeah, his own Sharia law. Have his own court and everything.
Hmm. That's a trumped up phony situation, that Sharia law business.
What makes you say that?
Because it's not like that. It's not like how they're portraying it. I mean,
it's kind of funny that our Jewish mayor, Bloomberg, he's all for it. He's like, look, this is the constitutional right. We can't stop them from building, which is true. But I mean, if they're gonna start bringing their own law here, and start having stonings here for women that get raped and shit like that,
that's not what they're gonna do. Is that the plan? They're gonna stone her, or what? Stoning?
No.
I mean, for stealing? They're gonna cut someone's hand off? I really doubt it.
Oh yeah, what's Sharia law to begin with? Oh, what was that? I just Googled it. Don't worry.
It's a long explanation, and it's not how it's been portrayed in the West. And it's a phony issue that they've brought up in England a lot to make them all hate the Pakistanis who live there in England. It's just bogus. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I actually found this article from the American Catholic. Thoughts, questions? Yeah, the American Catholic politics and culture from the Catholic perspective. So there you go. I'll read that article after this. Lazio struck the first blow loudly, demanding that Cuomo's office investigate the project's financing, even though he cited nothing remotely illegal going on. The facts couldn't get in the way of a campaign issue for the would-be governor. He had no doubt, read the post showing that most New Yorkers opposed the so-called Ground Zero Mosque, and that was enough to turn a sensitive and complicated issue into a cheap talking point. Then Palladino went further into the muck, vowing, if elected, to block the project by seizing it under the state's power of eminent domain and turn the site into a war memorial. To me, that sounds dangerous to me. That really sounds dangerous to me because, I mean, who the hell, I mean, again, we got the First Amendment. We have separation of the church and state. And of course, as a 9/11 truther, I don't believe that they did it. Well, as a religion.
There weren't any Arabs or Muslims involved. Unless they worked for the CIA. I mean, they had these patsies. Like Muhammad Atta, who lived at the Pensacola Naval Air Station with his stripper girlfriend. Yeah, that's fundamental Islam there for you. I don't, you know, really.
You know what, Muhammad Atta, if he had a stripper girlfriend, he had to have some game. I mean, that dude. Have you seen a picture of that dude lately?
Yeah,
well, he's dead, but you know. I mean,
because as you know,
he needed to write the book.
Islamists always want to live at the station in Pensacola on the base, not off base like some of the other guys who went to the flight school. This guy lived on the base.
Because he was CIA.
Yes.
Well, is CIA because he's still alive.
Yeah. His father says he's still alive.
Well, he's probably dead now because, you know, they can't make the mistake in letting him stay alive and shit.
He's probably in his office in the Pentagon or something. Who knows? I mean, the likelihood of him being even remotely involved is ludicrous.
They probably changed his name to Bill Lowenstein.
Yeah. His real name.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, oh, wait, we got someone... What? Louis, the salad tosser B? What the fuck? Your guest seems to be an uninformed liberal.
Yeah, I'm a real lib. He really defined the situation really clearly. That's great.
How the hell am I a salad tosser?
I'm a lib. Just forget it.
I'm a salad tosser now? Fuck. Why, you know, he's freaking... I'm the one who gets the shit... the shit of fucking insults. And you're getting the softball insults. That sucks. Why the hell am I the one that gets the brunt of it? Oh, bollocks. Complete bollocks. So, yeah. We got that. And last article we got... The wonderful, our hero, our personal savior, Charlie Rangel. Harlem Representative Charles Rangel said yesterday that investigators have unearthed new allegations of misconduct against him while House Democratic leaders increase the pressure on him to reach a settlement before a congressional trial starts Thursday. If some of you don't know, Charlie Rangel had a house with Section 8 that he was what's that called when you rent a house that you're renting?
Sublet.
Yeah, he was subletting a house and not paying taxes on it.
Oh, no.
I mean, among the many other things that he was doing. See, this is why you can't have blacks do anything. No, I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about?
You can't let blacks do nothing. See how they fuck shit up? They hate us. Blacks hate us for our freedoms. No,
I think
no.
The truth is the Jews hate us for our freedoms. They want us to have nothing.
Well, I mean, the blacks...
And that's specifically in the Talmud.
Yeah. Which, I gotta read that. I gotta get my hands on that Talmud.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just see what's up. Maybe print some of it up and pass it around. Like, hey, take a look. Get somebody with a car so I can pass it out in the Jewish neighborhood. When somebody reads it, I hop in the car and get the fuck out of Dodge. Because
they
will gang up. They. Yeah, but to have a Gentile know. And you know, just making a joke.
If you want to learn about it, go to any synagogue's website. They all have, you know, their own custom Torah classes. And the first shock will be that it isn't the Old Testament; it's the Talmud, it's the Oral Torah.
I always thought that
the written Torah is what we think it is, but that's not what they mean. They mean the Oral Torah, and then you'll discover that they hate the Old Testament. It's a trick.
Damn it, Julia!
I keep interrupting you somehow. Go ahead.
Yeah. Damn it, Julia. Freaking Julia. Yeah, anyways, we waited almost 2 years, and they finally investigated, and guess what? They have some more allegated violations. The embedded poll did not reveal whether the latest accusations were previously unknown to the public or were related to the original charges that prompted the probe by the House Ethics Committee. The alleged misleads include Rangel using House stationery to solicit contributions for a self-named center at City College, failing to disclose hundreds of thousands of dollars in assets, and not paying taxes on a rental income from his Dominican villa. Damn. All first reported by the Post. He also kept four rent-regulated apartments in Harlem. House Democratic leaders were pressuring Rangel to make a deal before the politically embarrassing trial is set to begin. Politico.com reported last night, Rangel met with one of his lawyers and two Democratic leaders. I was presenting them with my observations, said Representative Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, who chairs the House Democrats' campaign arm. Van Hollen added that he was acting as a friend. House Ethics Committee Zoe Lofgren also met with him, Fox News reported. Lofgren heads all the subcommittee and will lay out the evidence against the former chairman and the Powerful Ways and Means Committee. Sources have said that Rangel has rejected settlement offers because he doesn't want to admit certain things. Even if the deal is struck, the charges are still expected to be made public Thursday. The Ethics Committee will later release a final report laying out the charges plus any evidence that would prove them. Aide said Indiana Republic Mike Pence, a member of the GOP leadership, called the ethics panel to do its job and seemed cool to take the leading the cool talk of letting Rangel make a deal. If the committee finds evidence of any criminal wrongdoing, it could refer the matter to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. So Rangel and his lawyers must make sure he doesn't open himself up to jail time by confessing to any criminal misleads. At the center of any settlement talks would be which rules Rangel is found guilty of violating, and which punishment ranging from a letter to a formal seizure, fine, or even expulsion, the committee votes to level. So, yeah.
That guy, I saw on TV. I was over at my parents' house. I saw him on TV again. I'm sure he's perfectly showered and he's wearing a fine suit, but something about him personally exudes being dirty and whatever. It's partially how he talks, but it's what he says and his body. Everything about him exudes dirty. He's grimy, but it's ridiculous. What is up with this guy? And he's criminal at every part of it. Everything he does, he's never right. And then he just does it again, over and over again. It's like flaunting it in our face.
You think he's going to get away with it?
Of course he is.
Yeah, before Section 8 apartments he's had and he was subletting, he has an apartment, he has a house in the Dominican Republic.
But see, there's something about this guy that it's always about flaunting what his activities are in our face. There's nothing's going to happen, but they love to tell us about it so that they can, it's partially, he's done it, and then nothing will happen. But rubbing it in somehow, it's ridiculous.
I'm surprised they didn't come out with like a love child or something, or some side, or him, you know, messing around with 14-year-old girls.
I mean, imagine what's next. I'm sure that's it. And who knows?
It's like, oh, we found pictures on his website on his computer, dating back to the 1980s, and well, 1970s, where he was a young something, banging out 12-year-old girls for the hell of it. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. some cracker shit going on. So, damn. So I got no more news. Well, let me see. Well, actually, not no more news. Let me see what else I got here. Done with the clippings.
Yeah. So now we're just gonna sing for you.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. F-U-C, see you real soon. K-I-N, G-Y-O-U, exclamation point.
And why? Because we hate you.
Yeah. Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Oh, by the way, for those of you listening today, for years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only, in association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy. She's a cougar. She's a cougar. So, yeah, that's Lenny. You could check him out tomorrow, Monday through Friday, you know, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., where he, you know, you give him a call. You want me to give out your Skype?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could call him on Skype on Keep Truth Free. You know, he does the World Freeman Society podcast. That's tinyurl.com/WFS podcast. Or just, this is the direct link. Jesus Christ. TalkShoe.com/TC/80916. Definitely give him a check him out. Download his shows, even though he's 3 weeks behind.
It's not that bad.
Wow.
But it's not a time about the more you listen, the more you learn about common law and things like that, and how to deal with these conflicts with the government and the police and all that. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, breaking the learning about how it works.
Right. And
statute.
Yeah, check us out, crotchoutradio.com. We're on iTunes, Zune, Zencast. We're on every day, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Tell your friends, tell your family, word of mouth helps. Check out our store, crotchoutradio.com/store/TV. You know, just explore the site. Got a lot of shit going for it. So, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crotch Out Radio saying, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into what we say, if you don't want to do your own research and learn something new and how and fight the New World Order, then there's nothing I can do for you. So, fuck you too.